This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a very, very old guest. It's been a long, long time since he's been on the show. The name of the company is Canby Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CANB. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, Mr. Marco Alfonzi. Marco, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, Everett.
You know, it's been a long, long time since you've been on the show. We've had COVID-19. You've done some other things. That being said, what have you done up to date since our last interview, which has probably been about a year to a year and a half?
Yeah, well, the company's developed a couple of good updates. I'm going to go division by division, so this way we understand we have a manufacturing division, we have a hemp division, and we have a medical device division. But let's start with Pure Health Products. That's our Lacey, Washington division. We doubled the capacity out there. We are now in 10,000 square foot. We are getting NSF certified, hopefully by the 24th in 4 days is our final inspection. That will give us the ability to do any kind of pharmaceutical type of goods in there, so we could go bid for Walmart, Walgreens, clients of that nature. More importantly, it holds all our lifestyle brands that we make out of that facility from cradle to grave, and we have tinctures, roll-ons, bombs, capsules, dissolvable tablets, as well as our brands, which the premier brand, Cambiola, is still thriving. We're well over 1,000 doctor's offices now.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, we came out of this a little bit of a rock and roll time, but we made it through some tough times by scaling back some of our guys, some of our top tech executives, for pay cuts and stuff. But by doing that, we were very successful in getting to the finish line with Pure Health Products, which is an amazing division of ours. I'm going to go into the medical device company because the operating company of the hemp is grown dramatically. So is DuraMed. DuraMed is the medical device company. Last time we were on, we had New York. We were in approximately 10 to 15 doctor's offices. We were charging weekly per the units about $595. So if you do the math, at the end of the month, the unit's paid for. It's a $2,500 unit. It's an FDA-approved device. No fault insurance pays us out. We moved into Michigan, and we are in approximately 25 physician offices, 22 or 23, but I believe 25. These are ballpark. And over there, we're billing $1,500 a week. So that division, by opening up Michigan, we pretty much are exceeding our revenue model there. So that's really worked out well. But here's the exciting part of our company that we're going to get into, and that's the hemp division. So we just picked up in the recent news announcements, you saw we bought some of the old UCAN assets. Those were approximately when UCAN retrofitted their buildings. There's three buildings we acquired, but they spent about $12 million themselves. We were able to bring that whole asset in for about $6 million of paper. And now our capacity has grown dramatically. So our capacity or throughput in Mead, right now we're able to do about 1,400 liters a month in crude. The first steps, you have to take it down to winterized crude and crude oil. We're able then to send it down. Hold on, I gave you the Mead capacity, I'm sorry. We're able to do 5,100 liters per month out of there, and that's to make it into the winter crude. from that facility, which is up and operational today. And if we had to really scale up, our total capacity out of there would be about 280,000 pounds a month, which is about 10,000 liters. Right now, we're at 5,000 liters. We just opened up. Okay? From that facility, it will go then to the Fort Morgan facility. The Fort Morgan facility crashes it one more time and is able to take it down to about 3,300 liters of isolate per month. So we were able to bring in a whole new section of business for us because now we're able to make our own isolate where we were purchasing isolate. From that facility, we opened up two other acquisitions. The one in Tennessee is about a 300,000 square foot facility, and we're able then to create isomers out of there. So we're able to take our isolate now, send it down to our other two facilities, Miami and Tennessee, and in Tennessee, we're able to crash about 1,500 liters per month of either Delta 8, CBN, CBG. We have different molecules now that we're working with so we can create different finished products. And right now, everybody also knows that CBD's also still working out, but Delta 8 is on fire throughout the United States. There's about 13 states that don't allow it to be put in there, but Tennessee is a friendly state, and so is Florida. So we're able to create from our own chain. We're able to do 15 liters there, 1,500 liters there, and 1,200 liters a month down in Miami. And that will create all the finished products. Although we sell that in bulk, each liter, we sell between $700 and $1,000.
Marco, let me interject here for a second. You know, you look at all the stocks that are on the OTC markets, whether it be, you know, a cannabis, medical marijuana, or CBD, and most of them are at almost at their 52-week low to, 10% off their 52-week low. That being said, what do you think the future of the hemp industry looks like here in the next two or three quarters, especially for your company?
For my company, we're in a boom right now for the simple reason we have secured from literally seed to sale of our own products, 100%. We have control of 100% of our supply chain. So where isolate, people have different infractions of isolate. In our world, we got creative. We were able to bring in 1.5 million pounds of biomass and 80,000 liters of winter crude in that last announcement, and we brought it for $600,000 of Cambiola stock priced at the price we did the transaction. The farmer has a win. We have a win. And the beauty of it is I am not at risk for anything because the way we took in the crop, we're able to then process the crop throughout our life cycle, right? And at the end, we give 70% of the revenues to the gentleman who provided us the biomass. We keep 30% of that revenues, but after all the bills are paid, meaning my leases, my workers, how much it costs to, process crop. So we're in a win-win situation. Then by funneling it down to Miami and Tennessee and creating isomers with Delta 8, which is very hot on the street right now, we're able to create profit for everyone.
Well, hang on for a second. I've never heard anybody say that verbiage before. What is isomers?
Isomers is the CBN, the CBG. You're breaking up the molecule in Delta 8. You're breaking up that isolate now into isomers, which is different sets of molecules.
And what's that? And why is that so important?
That's so important because you could, with CBN, hopefully that's going to be the next Ambien killer, right? Delta 8 is like Delta 9. It's a different molecule.
Right.
But because hemp, the farm bill, allows us to create Delta 8, so it's going to be very high in demand. And cannabis companies were selling Delta 9 are actually knocking at our door because we can make it for half the price that they're currently making it for edibles and chocolates and, you know, cookies.
We've got about a minute and a half left in the show, and I want to get to my final question. With all these acquisitions, where do you plan, or where are your thoughts that you might be, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but your thoughts where you might be in 12 months with the stock price and the company?
That's a very tricky question to answer, but if anybody laid out the revenue model that we just explained, they will understand the type of revenues we have access to. Right now, we're creating approximately between 600 and 800 finished liters of Delta 8, and let's take the we're selling it for $700 a liter. So, you know, you could do the math. And then that has nothing to do with our divisions in Lacey, Washington, or the other divisions in Duramed.
Your market cap's only, I looked at it, it's only around $15 million. And you get to put out your personal opinion. Do you feel your market cap's very undervalued here?
Yeah, if you had to liquidate all my assets today, Everett, we have about $12 million in hard assets. Right? No, we got $12 million in hard assets, and we got 22 million shares issued. Honestly, it should be, it should be twice. In my opinion, it should be twice the market cap that is existing now, and that has nothing to do with following revenues.
Marco, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
You have a very undervalued company with many assets that just recently got acquired. After you acquire assets, most companies then have to follow through with revenues. So right. I would keep everybody looking at my Q3 numbers to make sure I say what I say, we can do what we can.
Marco Alfonsi has been my guest today. He is the CEO and president of CanB Corp. Look them up. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CANB. Marco, thank you so much for coming on the show. All I ask is that you become a regular again, and I don't have to wait another year and a half to hear that great New York voice.
There you go. And the great New York news.
There you go. Thanks.
You got it, pal. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.